Lawmakers on Capitol Hill got a deal last night with no government shutdown. Mr. Smooth Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and the leaders in the Senate finished a $1.1 trillion deal. Now they can go home for the holidays. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. They can go home for the holidays. Is the government safe until next year?
We're not quite there yet. This deal is important, and it goes a long way to avoiding a government shutdown and extending, oh gosh, about $600 million in tax provisions that were going to expire. But this thing still has to pass. And John, early today, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, has been making some loud noises on Capitol Hill that she's not thrilled with the deal. It'll probably pass, and that'll avoid a government shutdown. A shutdown isn't really in the offing here anyway, but this deal is bipartisan. It was put together, and there are a lot of big trade-offs, things that got in and didn't get in. One big win for the Republicans here, John, a huge one that they've been gunning for decades, the oil export ban on American petroleum repealed. American oil is going to go onto the global market after this deal, and Democrats don't like that at all. In exchange, and this thing is all about trade-offs and horse trading, in exchange, Democrats got a five-year extension of federal tax breaks for wind and solar. Those were going to expire. Republicans only wanted to give them 1 year or two. They got 5 years in exchange for repealing the oil export ban. That was a big one. Now, here's something that's in. Visa waiver restrictions, which we've been talking about a lot since San Bernardino, tightening up regulations on visa waivers from 38 countries, people from Europe and other friendly countries who come into this country. Those new restrictions are in the agreement. What's out? That ban on Syrian refugees that got so much attention. That's not in, and conservatives in the House are not happy. There's another big trade-off involved. John, a couple of other...
Let's just clarify one thing on the visas. We've been talking about visas since San Bernardino, but the issue in San Bernardino is the K-1 spousal visa. The issue in Paris is more the visa waivers that would involve Europeans and other countries coming in without having to have a visa, right?
Right, that's right. And K-1 restrictions are not in this deal. Lawmakers say that's on tap to be dealt with in the new year and that they do want to deal with that. And with a whole host, there's a long list of other, some of them are arcane visa and security issues, sort of a laundry list that they want to deal with in the new year that people are now talking about and learning about since those two attacks. So K-1 not in, visa waivers is in, and the controversial Syrian refugee policy is not. Now, that the fact that the Syrian refugee policy is not in there is important because that is helping to drive away quite a lot of conservatives for this deal. And they're going to need, like with all big spending deals in Congress, John, Democrats to vote for it. And there's a couple of other things that Democrats are going to like in here, a bunch of attempts from Republicans on riders that are not in this deal. There are no new rollbacks of Dodd-Frank, the Wall Street restrictions. There were some attempts to have abortion riders and family planning riders. Those are all out as well. Now, here's one thing that Democrats don't like, John. Listen to Harry Reid. Democrats really, really wanted to give some special powers to Puerto Rico to deal with its financial crisis through bankruptcy.
Huge problem in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, here's Harry Reid.
Easiest thing to do would be to treat a territory so that they can file bankruptcy. And this is what I've been advocating for. There are other more complicated ways of doing this. But I would hope that before it's all through here, that they can just file bankruptcy. That has not been agreed to by the Republicans yet.
Is that likely to happen?
No, it's not in this deal. Puerto Rico gets no special help and they can't use bankruptcy. So that debate is going to rage on. And a lot of lobbyists and representatives from Puerto Rico, in addition to Democrats, were desperate to get that in there. They didn't want it. John, one other important thing, the health fund for 9/11 first responders. Been in the news a lot lately.
The John Stewart thing. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. This is in the deal. $8.1 billion for the health fund and the compensation fund. Obamacare loses a little bit. There are two tax provisions that Republicans and some Democrats have been gunning for years. There's a thing called a Cadillac tax. Expensive health insurance plans that unions love had a new tax to help pay for Obamacare. That tax has been delayed and the unions are thrilled. And medical device manufacturers, John, they're thrilled too because there's a medical device tax that started in Obamacare in 2013. That's been delayed as well. So they get a break for another 2 years.
So the only thing we have to worry about is a PLN, Pelosi Loud Noises, on the government shutdown?
Well, they can make a big difference. I know the last time she made loud noises like this, the bill wound up passing in the Cromneybus in 2014. But Paul Ryan is going to need her votes because he has a lot of Republicans who don't like this deal. So it's going to be the next 48 hours of whipping and counting votes to see if it passes.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.